Hi everybody, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be going over another topic. I know I just made a podcast, but I thought about something really interesting. So it has to do with the economy. I wanted to kind of get your guys' thoughts on it. So I've been thinking a lot about the food, how our food is distributed and how we grow it, you know, all the process that it takes. And I've been thinking about the economy and how, you know, how we pay for food and how we do this. I envision a future where food is, we take the market and the dollar value and make it somehow make food a given right, but obviously still pay the people who produce it and make it and process it, distribute it. But is there any way we can take the dollar price off of food? I mean, how much, and they could open up the market for so many other things. Like, basically, you would just have, like, grocery stores and everybody can go in. I envision, like, a civil way of people going to get food and, you know, because there's unlimited supply because people are still paid to do it, you know, paid to grow. And so that question is, like, how do you do that? You know, how do you give value to the people doing that work? Obviously, the system would have to change a little bit. I'm not sure how it would work, but if there's anybody that's, you know, studies the economy, I think we're going the opposite away from that. I think that's probably really hard to get done. But think about it. I mean, as a person, right, we've figured out how to grow food. We figured out how to harvest and collect and save food. And we figured out how to build houses. And we figured out healthcare. I think to evolve as a species, we and the governments need to give people the right to free healthcare and free food. And as a human right to just be a living, breathing human. If we do that, we could raise the consciousness of our planet and help a lot of suffering. Because there's a lot of energy and a lot of, and this goes into the homelessness thing, there's a lot of people that are suffering. A lot of people are suffering. And we need to somehow contact or get in touch with these people that are struggling and help harmonize that energy that is, because we need to eliminate that energy from happening. And, you know, is there a way we can get free food to people? Is that a human right, or is it something that you have to work for? I mean, it's a good question. I mean, obviously we had to figure out how to make food. So we had to work for it. We had to grow it, you know. But do we get to a point as a civilization where we grant that right to every single person? You know, so people aren't hungry and, you know, can spend their money on other things and open the market up for new inventions, new scientific inventions and other market things that, you know, we could still have a market for, like, you know, soda and all the, like, companies that want to put their product there. But I'm talking about, would a number of companies step up and, you know, build a plan and contact and build with other, you know, big, maybe even parts of government or just big companies that have the ability to make changes and, you know, like, let's say, you know, all the food brands that you buy at the store, like, let's say, like, 10 or 15 of notable, you know, companies that make like the base foods like rice, pasta, you know, all the basics. Like those companies, what if they all came together and said, "Hey, you know, we're gonna." But how would that work? How can they become? How do they get restitution for what they're doing? You know, so. You know, is that just the system we're stuck in where, you know, everything works like that? Or is there a way to, you know, somehow grant or use the government, use somehow allocate funds to it through government? And, but then that goes into socialism. So, like, that's kind of weird, you know? So, man, so interesting stuff how, you know, this everything works and how our country works. It's like, you know, very, very special, and we need to protect the U.S. from, you know, other things, other countries' ideas. I'm not going to mention any. I know you know what I'm talking about, but freedom unites the soul. So, and the ability to. And that's the thing is like with freedom comes you have to do some work, right? You have to figure it out on your own. But I think there's, you know, that's kind of controversial because you can have a situation where like a government is allocating funds for these companies to make these products and pay their excuse me, and pay their workers to make the products from the government. And so, I mean, theoretically, that could work, and then we can have everybody. I mean, it is a lot of food, but, or let's say a portion of food a month, or, you know, like, let's say everybody gets, you know, $500 worth of food a month, you know? Or, you know, there's ways I think we can do this, but. I don't see our economy changing like that. I think it's going into a they're not even thinking about that. That's like they're completely not on that level. They're obviously trying to move towards some sort of their minds are in currency, and I'm not going to get into it right now, but how can we change our food supply to be, you know, free? Is that a right to us, or is that something that, you know, discovered? It's a good question, but I know this is a quick one, but I just wanted to kind of come in and touch in. You know, I think about you know, how far we are along in this evolutionary state, and we're at a big time, and we have so many things available to us that is very special, and I'm thankful for it a lot, and I'm just curious if there's a way of to people to get the free, I mean, have the right to food and the right to, you know, healthcare. Is that a right, or are those things that need to be somehow, you know, paid for? So it's interesting. Thank you guys for listening, and have a wonderful night, and I will see you. Or you'll hear me on the next one. Thank you.